Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Simon Shinpei Beis. We are holding Simon Shinpei Beis, if you test. This is page Reishnun Gimel Amud Aleph for tonight. We are holding on page 504. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Yutas, Chatzar She Yisrael Ve'enu Yudi Darimba. If you have a chatzar that both a Jew and a non-Jew live in, Uva'yisachet Shal Yisrael Eitzel Beisu Shal Zeh. However, there is another Jew that lives in a house that's adjacent to the Jewish person's house. Ve'enu Pasuach L'chatzar. But that other Jewish person's house is not open into the chatzar. So the only houses that open up into the chatzar are Jew number one and the Nachri. There is a Jew number two whose house does not open up into the chatzar, but is adjacent to Jew number one's house, the chalonos peneim, and they have windows in between Jew number one and Jew number two's house, because they're adjacent to each other and they're attached through these windows. Einu yochala arivi mo derech hachalon shebeneim kedei lahotzi kelev derech bayis beishcheinu habasuach lechatzar. You're not allowed to make an eruv through the window that's in between the two houses in order to allow you to bring the kelim through the bayis of Jew number one into the chatzar. Meaning, so Jew number two has a house that does not open up into the chatzar. He wants to make an eruv with Jew number one in order to bring kelim through Jew number one's house into the chatzar. That does not work. Aval in Pesach pasuach beinehem. But if they have an actual doorway in between the two homes, then mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. Meaning, if it's not just a window, if it's an actual doorway between the two homes, then it's going to be mutter. V'yesh mishomer daf in Pesach pasuach beinehem aser. That even if it's a doorway between the two homes, it's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Brura Siv Katan Samechei She Yisrael va'akum darinba Ratzalomar Yisrael echad. That means that there's one Jew and one non-Jew living in that chatzer. But then there's a second Jew that has a house that's adjacent to the first Jew's house. And it is not, the second Jew's house does not open up into the chatzer. That opens up into a different chatzer or into the mavoi. If that were to open up into this chatzer, then that would be considered a case of two Jews and one non-Jew. When you have multiple Jews and one non-Jew living in the same chatzar, we know what the din is. Of course they need an eruv between the Jewish people and the schiras rishos from the Nachri. But over here, in the actual chatzar, there's only one Jew, one non-Jew, and the other house that belongs to a Jew isn't shayich to the chatzar. It opens up into somewhere else. So therefore, all you're left with is one Yisrael in living with the one Akum, ve'inu tzorok shum tikun l'talta b'chatzer, which shouldn't demand any sort of tikun to be allowed to carry in the chatzer. V'ashminun hacha she Yisrael asheni asal l'talta derech halonu l'veis Yisrael zeh. The chiddush over here is that the Jew in the house that is adjacent to the chatzer but not open to the chatzer is not allowed to be metaltal, utilizing the home of the first Jew, umisham l'chatzer, and then to carry from there into the chatzer, afilu nisav liyadei chalon sheish b'neim, even if they made an eruv through the window that is between them. Ve'afal gavdi mishum Yisrael zeh shetilto shem etaltal gam kein derech beiso. And even though, I don't know if the picture is going to move in here. No. Okay. Ve'afal gav shem etaltal gam kein derech beiso shel Yisrael. And even though ve'afal gavdi mishum Yisrael zeh shem etaltal gam kein derech beiso shel Yisrael mistaver dulo mikri shnayim b'makom akom lesar. Even though you would think this would not constitute a case of two Jews and one non-Jew, dulo shayich zeh rak sheshnayim metaltal derech pischam l'chatzer. It only would qualify as two Jews and one non-Jew when they both utilize the chatzer through the front doors of their houses. But still, they made a separate gazero over here not to utilize this eruv to allow carrying in the chatzer for a different reason. Because if they would allow this guy in the adjacent house to be metaltel through the guy in the original chatzer to be metaltel through his house into the chatzer, then then a Jew will rely on this biyadur amakum, and he'll come to purposely live together in the same chatzar with an akum, which is exactly what Chazal didn't want. Meaning, the whole reason why one Yisrael and one akum don't require any tikkun is because no one is crazy enough to have such a living arrangement that they fear for their lives in such a case. So the reason they require a schiris rishus when it's two Yisraelim and an akum is because people might do that, and we don't want people living in nachri neighborhoods. Now in this case, the guy's not going to be afraid about being a yachid. Because there's another Jew that's always going to be walking through this space, so he's still going to come to learn from the maisim of this akum. Aval im. But then we had said in the Shulchan Aruch that if, what did we say? That if there's a pesach pasuach b'neim, if there's an actual doorway between them, then it's going to be motor. Says the Mishnah Brura, da'afilu below erev lo mistafi yisrael lodur kan yichidi. Because even without an erev, the Jew will not be afraid to live here alone. Shari yisrael matzoy tadur kan darach pischo. Because the house that's adjacent to him has a guy who's always walking through his house, so there's always another guy there. He's always protected. Ulahachi lo gazur b'zesh lo yani eruvo. So there's no need to make a gzera over here that the erev won't help, because whether the erev helps or not, he's not going to be afraid of such a living arrangement. V'yesh misha omer, and then we said that there are those that say that even with a Pesach between them, it's going to be aser. V'yesh lachmir k'teya zo, ayin ber alacha, we should be machmir, like this opinion. Now, si'if chaf, chatzir she yisrael v'einu yudi shruyim ba. If you have a chatzir that a Jew and a non-Jew live in the chatzir, v'yu chalonos psuchos mi beis yisrael zeh, the beis yisrael zeh. But it's not just one Jew and a non-Jew. Let's say you have a row of attached homes that are all they're all Jewish homes, and there's one nachri that lives in the chatzar as well. So va'asu eruv derech chalonos. There are windows that open up from one Jewish home to the next Jewish home to the next Jewish home, and they make an eruv through those windows. Afal pishem utarim lahotzi mibayis labayis derech chalonos. Even though they're allowed to pass things through those windows to carry from one neighbor's house to the next, harehem asurim lahotzi mibayis labayis derech psachim v'prei ha'en yehudi at sheyaskir. They're not allowed to carry things from one house to the other through the chatzer, because there's still an Einu Yehudi in the chatzer, and they didn't do schiris rishos. So they're going to need to do schiris rishos with that Einu Yehudi. Let's see the Mishnah Brura Ayin, sheyisrael va'akim shruyin ba, ratzolomer p'schein shel batei Yisrael p'suchim l'chatzer. It's not just one Jew, it's many Jews, and the doorways of the Jewish homes all open into the chatzer. That's what distinguishes this from the last sif. In the last sif, only one Jewish home opened up into the chatzer. The rest of them did not. So Eruv derech halonos, ratzolomer al-idei halonos sheyish b'neim, chal ha'eruv sha'asu, v'kol shkenim yesh p'sachim b'neim. If there are even just windows in between the homes, and certainly if there are doorways in between the homes, the Eruv will take effect to join those homes together. L'hotzi v'chulei derech halonos, v'ad din derech pesachim yesh b'neim, and therefore they're allowed to move things from one home to the next through the windows or through the doors that go right directly between the homes. But to carry things into the chatzar, harehem asurim, salkatayt chaminu kivin she'irvu yachad derech halonos v'psachim sheyish b'neim, yechash v'kal ba'al ba'is echad ador b'chatzar shalakum, ve'in osra lov lo'otzi mi'ba'is l'ba'is afilu derech avir al-chatzar. Kamash Milan, meaning the Mishmur is saying, what exactly is the chiddush over here? You have 10 Jews that live in the chatzar, one non-Jew, and we're saying, you need schiris rishos from the guy. Mazel tov, that's what the whole simon's been about, is that you need schiris rishos from the guy when there are multiple Jews that live there. So what exactly is the chiddush over here? So he's saying, now the chiddush is that even though they live in attached homes, and they already made an eruv, so you might think that by the eruv that they made between them, it's all considered one Jew. It's not considered 10 different Jews, because they're already all joined together. So it's considered one big Jewish home. And therefore, one Jew, one non-Jew, you don't need an eruv. Kamash Milan, that we don't consider it like one Jew. They're not allowed to carry from one house to the other through the chatzer. Now, to carry from one house to the other just through the doorways that attach one house to the next, that for sure is going to be mutter to do. Then finally, the Ramah adds over here a third case. Svina sheyesh ba Yisraelim rabim. If you have a boat there where a lot of Jewish people have cabins in the boat that are passengers on the boat, v'yeshlam batim yuchadim, they each have their own cabins, tzrichim la'arev v'lisko rishos mina inu yehudi bala svina, they need to make an eruv and do a schiris rishos from the non-Jewish owner of the boat, or at least when they pay for their cabins, and they're saying, I'm renting this space, They say, and by the way, when I'm renting the space, I'm also doing a schiras rishus for the purpose of an eruv, and that would work as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh lam batim miyuchadim, ratzalam rishi shnei Yisrael mayoser shol kol echad mehem cheder miyuchad la'achila. You have multiple dining rooms where Jewish people eat their meals. Because if they had separate sleeping cabins, but all the Jewish people there ate in the same place, then afilu kama v'kama kichad chashiv ve'no aser. Then that would still be considered one household. It would not be considered multiple households, and therefore you would not need an eruv. Mina akum bal asfina. So they need to do a schiras rishus from the guy who owns the boat. Just like any time you have individual homes and a chatzar that joins those homes together, shetzrichin larov vildiskar. You need to do an eruv between the Jews and a schiras rishus from the non-Jew. Kamvor beis Yosef to lo mahani b'mashas sochem mibal asfina elim sochrin mimenu kodem shechila kamakom sukalechem inakum. However, the beis Yosef makes the following ha'ara that you have to do the schiras rishus from the owner of the boat before he assigns rooms to all the other non-Jewish passengers on the boat in their different locations. Because at the time that you do the schiras rishus from the NUD, he needs to be the owner of the boat. He needs to have rights in every area in that boat. Once he assigns the rooms, he no longer has rights in the rooms that he assigned. So you need to time the schiras rishus in such a way that the guy you're doing it from still has power. Once he's already divided up the rooms to all the other renters, all the other tenants, all the other passengers, he's not going to be authorized to do the schiras rishus. You're going to need a schiras rishus from each of the guys separately. Unless he at least maintains rights to keep his kelim in all those places, because then it would be sufficient to just be socher from him alone. Ola havlio, or we said for that matter, when you pay for your rental, you can do the schiras rishus in that transaction. Even if you didn't do a separate transaction, you just said that when I'm renting my room, I want this to work as a schiras rishus. For the same price, in the same payment that I'm making for the schiras hamakom for the rental of the room, I'm also getting a schiras rishus. So that's going to work as well. So to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that when a Jew and a non-Jew have homes in a chatzer, but then a second Jew has a home that's adjacent to the first Jew's home but doesn't open up to the chatzer, so an eruv through a joint window will not allow bringing stuff from the adjacent house to the chatzer, through the other house to the chatzer. But there's a machlokas whether an eruv through a joint doorway would allow doing that, and it's roi lahachmir. Then we said if an eruv is made among many adjacent Jewish homes in a chatzer where a non-Jew also lives, the eruv allows them to carry between the homes directly, but not through the chatzer into the homes. That they're going to need a schiras rishus for. And then the final thing we said is that if you have multiple Jewish passengers on a boat who have separate rooms to eat in, they eat in separate rooms, they should make an eruv and also do a schiras rishus from the boat owner while he still has the rights to all the rooms in the boat. So either before he divides up the rooms, or if even after, if he still maintains rights to keep things in each of those rooms. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin and finish Simin Shin Pei Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.